the language, the interpretation language as you have it, then let it go be it. I'll vote yes.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Okay.
All right, let me try to bring this group back together, because we're a little bit beyond our deadline time here. But where are we? Because I'm totally confused. Where are we on this paragraph? And I have a question. Why? I'm going back to what Mike said. Why are we even trying to regulate it if it's regulated through the FAA?
Well, the only, like Garrett said, the only flight school regulation is Part 141 with a certain number, you know, classroom size or space and certification and all that, which we decided we're not going to require of a flight school.
I mean, that flight school, if they want to be a 141, they have to prove to the FAA
right. That
and, they are.
And we've already decided that we're not going to require Part 141 certification. So yeah, what are we going to require when somebody wants to operate a business on this airport?
Actually, it comes back to the point I'm making. It's all about insurance. Otherwise, who cares? What's my doing with you? It's all about the county. If you want to limit exposure, then you want to have a written agreement with a person who's trying to perform training as a commercial enterprise. If you choose not to, then you probably don't need to have any.
Now, like I said, we have no flight school or flight training operator at the airport right now that would be covered by minimum standards. So the goal of the minimum standards would be to draw somebody in, you know, with standards that, you know, are easy enough to meet, make business sense to somebody, and protects the county and protects the public.
Right now they come in, we don't have any minimum standards. Say, I'd like to work here. And we have to say, well, hold on. Let's go to the insurance people and get what they recommend. Let's go to the attorney and make sure that's okay. Let's see what kind of, you know, we'd like to have minimum standards that are agreed upon. Just because to expedite when somebody does come.
Then the minimum standard should be that you have to meet the FAA requirements.
But he said he can't do that.
Well, not the Part 141, which is the flight school. That's pretty complicated, but you know, the kind of operation that Garrett used to operate is what we're talking about.
I don't know that we want to limit somebody trying to establish a business and bring more pilots in, more fuel users, more maintenance, more traffic to justify the airport. Yeah. I don't understand why we're trying to.
I'm with you 100%. I just tell me, you know, is it, are we have no standards as long as you meet FAA standards?
Can you come back with something minimum next month?
Well, I'd like the group to discuss it. The insurance part needs to wait until we can have Scott Agar and you and Todd and Susie Webb and talk about insurance as one whole thing.
And that would be for any.
And we'll go through all
cover the not just training, but anybody's going to operate a business on the airport, right?
Right.
So you have one set of minimum insurance.
It'll be some kind of a matrix. So, you know, if you're selling fuel, you need this. If you're running a flight school, you need this. If you're running airplanes, you need this. And in order to do that appropriately, we need to have, like I said, Scott Agar and, you know, or Ken Lebo or somebody at the meeting and talk just insurance. But what I'm hearing is, anything goes except for the insurance part, which we're going to talk about later, as long as you're meeting FAA standards.
Yeah, I think
that's
where I'm standing.
Okay.
I mean, once you address it, then you open up the door for all the kinds of things. If I've always found that once you address something, then you've got nine ways to go around. You address the one issue out of ten, you've got nine ways. I mean, if we just say you have to meet the FAA requirements,
and then if the FAA requirements change, we're covered instead of ours being obsolete because FAA decides to change.
I would also recommend we remember that these policies that we develop and recommend to the council is a living document. You know, we're going to find mistakes, find needs and changes. So if we do that with that in mind, get something